Welcome, everybody, to the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. This week, Jim, we're going to talk about the letter J and focusing on the journey. So what do you mean by the journey specifically? What do you mean by all that?
Everybody in this sport is ambitious and everyone wants to be successful. And when we start, everyone has fallen in love, as we talked about, with these beautiful animals and the sport and the lifestyle. But however, in each discipline, there's a lot to be learned, and there's a lot to learn technically, and every animal, how they're ridden, and it's never ending. And what I've noticed with so many riders, and everyone's the same, you know, it's not that one rider, but everyone gets caught up in the result, caught up in the goal, caught up in the outcome. Okay, the outcome is important, to know what you want. And they get so disappointed. I mean, I'd say they get up, you know, some people are sad all week or frustrated all week. Some people are angry, you know, after riding. A dad recently, I was on a plane and he told me that a random person I was sitting beside, he said his daughter has just taken up the sport. No, has been doing it since she was 7, she's 14. And she just said, God, coming home from the show, it's just terrible, you know, because the disappointment, and you know, it's so rarely that she's happy, because you know it, and I try to explain to him that she's not alone, you know, like top riders would get so disappointed. And the solution to this not getting, because that's the highs and lows, and everyone would say it's such a roller coaster, you know, more so than any sport, because no matter how much you could do correctly and everything goes right, you know, you're relying on the animal for the other 50%. It's, you know, 50-50. So if you do not enjoy it, the big word is enjoyment, enjoy and enjoyment. Those two meaning the same thing. If you don't have that enjoyment of the process, it's not going to be, you know, it's when you put that in place and put this into your mindset, into your heart set, and decide, okay, I am guilty of just going on the outcome, because it's so hard to hear riders be so hard on themselves, to be so self-critical, to be so, to knock themselves so much. Like, they wouldn't do it to their horse. You know, I ask, like, would you be hard on your horse? Like, would you be, you know, no way, I would not, you know. But then they're so hard on themselves, and it's just, that drops confidence. It's like soul destroying. It's like, and again, no rider is on their own. It happens to every rider. And unless you work on this tool and technique to enjoy the whole process, to enjoy, are you going to enjoy the day? How much fun is it going to be? You know, because when you ask, and I ask that question to so many riders, how much fun is it going to be? Because if it gets so technical in your head and you forget, here is the heart, like a child when we all started. It's like so exciting. We want that energy, and horses feel that whole. And then when riders come out, you know, there's a, you know, this whole, oh, I didn't, my bad, I did this bad, and this, you know, so self-critical, and horses feel it, and the energy drops, you know. And it's a sport everyone got into to enjoy it, and it's the love of it. And it's not their fault. Like, it's hard. They, you know, every rider is aware of that. They get so disappointed and so frustrated.
It's kind of the nature of the sport, though, because you build up all week to these, as you say, 2 minutes, if even 2 minutes, going around in your,
yeah,
doing your course. So it's easy to see how you put in 99% effort and then one rail down and it feels like a failure.
Yeah.
But what I love about you, Jim, is, and you've even kind of guided me on this process, is instead of getting obsessed with the outcome, obviously you know the outcome, but progress is happiness. Like, have, yep, you made progress? Have you improved? Have you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's easy to say it, and it's easier to say it than to do it. Like, because we're hardwired. It's just in near almost every human being. They just want, you know, I'll be happy when it's done. I'll be happy when I get out. You know, I'm going to get this done. You know, it's like. But it's the flow, it's an energy, it's a frequency, it's a vibration. And if you're so organized and if you use these tools, by the time you get there, you'll be able to, right now, like, understanding everything you're going to do, everything we've covered so far, It should be an enjoyment. It should be a process of joy, a process of, indulging in what you love, and we lose track of it. And that's up in our head. I talk about head and heart. If your head in your head all the time, you're dead. If you're in your head and heart, you're smart. So you have to use both to remind yourself that, this is something I'm working on. I'm getting there. I'm enjoying it. I love everything about it. I'm going to, no matter, of course, I want the result, but I'm just going to enjoy the process. I'll deal with, I'll debrief afterwards and what was great and what can be greater. But I'm going to enjoy it. And giving yourself permission, and again, awareness is curative, and to realize, okay, this is something I'm going to relax into and I'm going to enjoy every part of it. I'm going to enjoy doing my entry fees. I'm going to enjoy prepare, in my flat work and my train in my schooling and with my, I'm going to enjoy my trainer training me. I'm going to, keep it in a show mode at home. I'll talk more about that. But all that is going to help you to be a happier person. And when you're a happier person, who else is happy? Your horse. And you're a happier person, everybody is happier. And happiness, we're here to be, our top two emotions are happy and excited. And most people don't live in them. Most people live in disappointment, in frustration, in being mad, sad, confused, all these lower vibrations. But we have to put on our happy, smiley face and realize that every moment we're in our sport is our happy place.
Excellent. So how do you do that then? How do you integrate that into your day and become?
Become that it's a journey. Well, we're going to talk about knowledge next, and I'm going to talk about writing things down and the power of the pen, because we have the best of intentions, but if we don't follow through on a daily basis, it's like your trainer can tell you something to do with your animal that it's right and it's good for your horse. Imagine if your trainer has gone to Europe, gone, and you don't put in the tools yourself, you'll lose them. A horse will pick up bad habits like that. We pick up bad habits, and we have to be so disciplined to follow through in these, patterns. So we have to train our brain to think that I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to enjoy every moment. Of course, there'll be times I get frustrated, but I'm going to work through it. But the more progress is happiness. When we, growth is happiness. That's probably we know that the saddest people are the people that are not outside their comfort zone. They're not pushing themselves. They're just happy with, a safety. I'm going to not do this. But when we grow, for in the gym, we're going muscle. Of course, it's a challenge. But I'm getting better. I'm improving. That's the key. So, but.
It also kind of reminds me of like a, I know it's a silly analogy, but when your 2-year-old is kind of walking a bit wobbly, you don't hammer the life out of him saying, why don't you stand straight and why don't you do this? And you're a terrible child. Do you know what I mean? You encourage them all the time in progress. They're going to get stronger by as they get older. So it's enjoying the journey, as you say,
Absolutely. So we have to tell ourselves, Connor, you were talking about a child, both of children, and when you see a child, well done, well done. We praise. Oh, good, good. Keep going. You're doing great. But we have to do the same with ourselves. I'm doing better. I'm, 1% a day. When people come, sometimes we, oh, how's this going to? I said, no. First of all, you're going to enjoy it, and second of all, you're going to improve a little bit every day. 1% a day. We're talking about millimeters of improvement, continuous improvement. But if you, and I'm always saying, look, remember to enjoy it and to have fun and to have the balance, because if you get obsessed with one part, like an overused strength is a weakness. So you have to be really good at going through all the aspects of the sport and giving yourself permission and saying, I deserve to be fun, to have fun. I deserve to enjoy this. And the worst emotion we can have is guilt. So let go of guilt. I'll talk about that under L. But the big thing I want you to take away is that you promise that you will integrate more enjoyment in your day, that you'll enjoy the whole process.
Very good. So will you bring us into a meditation?
Oh, well, of course. Thank you, Connor.
Excellent.
So, if you're driving, pull in. And if you're sitting and when you have these moments to yourself, it's best when you close your eyes and just breathe in and become aware of your six senses for a few moments. Imagine what you saw last before your eyes were closed. Just bring yourself aware of what you see and what you hear. I can hear the birds outside. What you feel, I feel excited to share this meditation. So breathing in slowly. And what you can smell. And what you're touching. So I'm touching the chair, whatever you're touching. And feel the smell and the taste. So all your six senses, become aware of them. Connecting our mind and body. Now feel your body relax, that feeling from head to toe, and double that relaxation, permission to triple it and quadruple it, and feeling more relaxed than you've ever felt before. And as you breathe in and out, and conscious of your breath and breathing deep, not just from your throat, but right down into your diaphragm. And as you breathe in and out, knowing that the purpose of this meditation is to become deeper aware of your enjoyment, the joy of the journey. It's a journey we're all on. Every day we wake up, it's a new day, a new day, a new dawn. We need to enjoy this, just like we're kids, thinking of the time when you first started and the enjoyment. So the head and heart, keeping them balanced, and head and heart, you're smart. So really connecting to that feeling of enjoyment, becoming aware of it, becoming aware of whatever happens, you're doing your best, and you're going to promise yourself that you're going to acknowledge that you're improving and that you're enjoying this journey of this beautiful sport, beautiful animals, and everything connected with it, and all the challenges. We are challenged, we're here to grow. You're going to enjoy the challenges. And of course, it's going to be times when it won't be easy, and that's okay to be okay. But the majority of the time, we need to practice this, the joy. And if you're in dressage, it's the joy of every movement and every step, and all the other disciplines, the joy of the jump, the joy of the jumping journey, because that's what it is. The joy of the jumping journey, the joy of the journey, and reminding yourself of the J's. As you breathe in and out, know that this awareness is going to be part of your new DNA, your new existence, your new identity from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, feeling it, owning it, believing it. 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6 now. You're letting go of the intensity of the outcome, and now you're bringing balance to the whole feeling, the whole start of the week to the end of the week, all week long. 3, 4, 5, stepping into this new technique, this new system, this new process, this new strategy that's going to make your life so much happier. It's going to bring so much more fun and so much more enjoyment. The joy of it all. The highs and lows, the joy of it, the joy of it, the joy of it. Stepping in, owning it. 8, 9, and 10. Well done, well done, well done.
Thank you, Jim, for yet again another great meditation. This has been the Jim Hickey Podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Next week, Jim, we're going to focus on the letter K for knowledge.